I was told recently about a certain app for the phone, which is called Strava. It's an app which is for runners, and it takes account of how much you run and the path that you take in a given area, and it shows other people who have run the same path and the times and their speeds, and it kind of puts you into contact with others who are doing similar routes and similar speeds. What I found fascinating is the same person that told me about this said they had a friend, a close friend who had actually stopped using Strava. And the reason that she had stopped using it is because she was trying to practice her running in secret because she was already at such a high level that if others were to find out about it, it would interfere with her getting ahead of everybody else. In other words, her level of practice was so good that it was you couldn't even put it on Strava, was the idea. I see a certain relation with this and with the gospel today. Today it says, when you do not practice your works that they may be seen by men, your piety that may be seen by men, that may be seen by your Father who sees in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. St. John of the Cross says that the saints, they wish that they could hide their good works even from God himself. Not in the sense that they're not doing it for God, and not in the sense they're trying to compete with men, but in the sense that they want to please God so much that they don't even want to please themselves at all. It's kind of like as impressive as the Strava person who's like at a different level. It's the same type of just impressiveness. And it's beautiful to think like that there are, and you always find out about it, usually later on, you know. We find out usually about the saints that were living so close to us, like years later. I'm thinking, for instance, of like John Paul II. Like I was impressed with him, but then afterwards you find out about, you know, you read Slawomir Oder's book on why is he a saint. You're just like, this guy's amazing. Because precisely you find out what they were doing in secret. Or Sister Claire, you find out about her migraines afterwards, and all you saw was like the joyful attitude and just how great it was to be around her. And it's so important. It's so important the way that we live things in secret, and that we want to live them in secret. And like all the saints give so many examples. So we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was the one who most practiced in secret, and who's going to just blow us away when we actually meet her, and see her life, which will be present for everyone in the Last Judgment. And in the meantime, just also that the Lord might grant us the grace to be one of those people who is practicing in secret, who is striving not to be seen but to advance as much as possible in secret, and to encourage everyone to do exactly the same. Amen.